producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, uppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of hot Abilene, Texas, folks. It was 94 degrees here yesterday. Well, since we've been here, being doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. Well, actually, when we first got here, we did an event. We did a church event, and then we did a youth event that very night. So we did two events the first night. The second day, we did a tea party. And then tonight, we are going to drive an hour and a half away from where we're at to do another tea party, and then on the way home tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. But again, friends, payday is being out here with the people, getting the job done. Because as we say, friends, we're not about playing the paper tiger, hiding behind our columns or hiding behind the microphone. No, payday is getting out there and doing what we're called to do. And by the grace of God, we're doing just that. Folks, if you want to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and you can also jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, again, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Our Twitter account is none other than Bradley Dean 1, again, Bradley Dean 1, Double E, don't forget the Double E, and folks, if you'd like to call at any time over the next hour, please do, 1-866-582-9933, again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we're turning talk radio into do radio. As I said earlier, friends, we are doers of the word here, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, because we have a lot to do, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to right the wrongs, and by the grace of God, we're going to do just that. I also want to give a shout-out to none other than the Discovery Center here in Abilene, Texas as well, the Creation Museum, friends. We came about 11 o'clock. We've been going through their tours. And it is second to none. It is cool. It is creative. And, folks, my kids are learning a whole lot, and it's not just my kids that are learning. It's me as well. So, again, broadcasting live from the Discovery Center in Abilene, Texas. And, folks, I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to talk about respect for the office of the President of the United States of America. I want to show you what it means to respect the office of the President of the United States of America. And I also, hopefully, if we can get to it before the second half of the hour, I want to show you what sort of men were used. They were called the Black Robe Regiment to establish what we have today. Who were they? They were the unsung heroes. And I'm telling you what, folks, they were second to none. And yes, they were men of God. I'm going to expound on that in just a little bit here. But let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on? Much is going on. Slain U.S. Marine to father. We heard Afghan officers raping little boys and weren't allowed to do anything about this. Now, just listen carefully, friends, because this coincides with the whole radical homosexual movement, the appointing of a homosexual sodomite Secretary of War. It also lines up with what took place a couple years back when Brian Bender broke the story during an ICE investigation into the Defense Department of the United States of America, where they found out that 5,000 members of the Defense Department in America were busted downloading child pornography. Everything begins to make sense after you understand this story. Lance Corporal Greg Buckley Jr. was fatally shot in 2012. He was a United States Marine. However, before he was killed, he told his father that at night, he and his fellow soldiers had to sit and listen to little boys scream from being raped by Afghan officers. And under Barack Obama's leadership, folks, they were not allowed to interfere. This is all on Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both pages interact one with another. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because what you're seeing happening through the NEA, they have a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good enough. The NEA now has something called a drag queen caucus. We know that Barack Hussein Obama actually appointed none other than Kevin Jennings as a safe school czar to the public school system in America. Of course, the parents rose up and kicked his little backside out. But people need to understand who these people are, that this criminal in the White House is actually appointing. Kevin Jennings is the founder of an organization called GLSEN. He's also the guy that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Friends, they're telling on themselves. They're not the victims. They're the ones committing the crimes. But interestingly enough, he wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. And friends, I'm going to take it one step further and then I'll cut there. But it's interesting to note that Harry Hay was Kevin Jennings' icon. He's an icon for an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, and they're found during gay pride parades across America shouting out their slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. And yes, that is exactly what is happening behind the disguise of the whole radical gay agenda, folks. Do open your eyes. Pay attention as to what's going on. This is nothing new. We just have to, again, study the past to understand what's going to happen in the future. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we can cut it off if we learn from history. Prevention is better than cure, friends. Forget that not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ted Cruz, excluding Muslims from presidency is unconstitutional. Come on, Ted. Did you really mean that? We're a Christian nation. Everybody and their dog and their cat and their parakeet. And I want to tell you this too, friends. They're little dragons at home and they're guinea pigs and they're gerbils. Know that we're a Christian nation. There is no refuting the fact as to who we are, friends. You're just not going to get away from that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Carson, Ben Carson, he did get it right. He said he didn't violate the religious test clause. He's not for a Muslim in the presidency or in the White House in this country. Of course not, folks. Read Deuteronomy 17 when you get a moment, and you'll see who we're supposed to appoint. And we don't have a king in this country. We have a president that represents we the people, who is under the law, as with every other branch in this government. Forget that not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Christian Holocaust and Muslim invasion being ignored by the West. Friends, you're going to ignore it to your own demise. You're going to only be able to turn your face so many times before God will get your attention, and rest assured, he is going to get your attention one way or another. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Scott Walker drops out of presidential race. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, where do aborted babies and their baby parts, their remains, where do they go? Folks, I took some time to read this article this morning on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If this doesn't do it to convert your heart, I don't know what will. Folks, there's body parts, containers, hundreds and thousands of them. This is nothing new under the sun. There's some pictures that have been taken back in the 1998 era, that time period in the 90s. So we've known about this.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas once again. Wanted to let you know, folks, that we are, again, broadcasting live out of the Discovery Center here in Abilene, Texas, the Creation Museum, and it is second to none. If you're in the area, please stop by and say hello to the folks out here. What I want to do for the sake of time, as usual, friends, I want to give you the heads up. If you'd like to be a part of the show at any time, it's 1-866-582-9933. We are set up on a national network here, so if you call in, I know I have you right in front of me. So again, you got 45 minutes to call in, give you one more shout out during the break, and then we're going to have to take it from there, okay? Just being fair. Folks, one of the things I want to highlight here is the fact that what we see happening across the country today is a whole lot of dishonor taking place in the people's White House. And what's also interesting, folks, is we're also seeing a totalitarian method come out of this White House. In other words, they love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then what they do is they have the audacity to cry victim. For example, we've seen the 10 videos that just came out on Planned Parenthood. Well, interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, just appointed the fox in the chicken coop, none other than the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, to basically bring forth a lawsuit against the individual that was secretly filming Planned Parenthood, incriminating themselves. So it's not as if they were led into the answer in which they gave on video. No, they were incriminating themselves. They were telling these individuals that were doing the filming exactly what was going on. And, yes, these are crimes, folks. These are felonies. As a matter of fact, if you look back during the turn of the century, you will find that if you were to kill an innocent baby, you would go to life for prison, at least, friends, 99 years in prison if you made it that law. But isn't it interesting now this administration wants to imprison the individual that was actually doing the filming. See, so folks, what they're doing this with a brazen forehead. They're not only being popped for their crimes, but they want to shut those down that are actually catching them in their crimes and making the American people at large, all 318 million of you, they don't want you to know the crimes that they're committing. And if they get caught, well, they want to actually bring forth charges against them that are incriminating them, and or indicting them or bringing forth charges concerning their violations of the laws of the land. So, folks, they're doing this in the light of day now. And I have a question for a whole lot of people out there today. How is it that you would honor, which means to hold in high esteem, how would you honor the office of the president today? Well, if you go back to a guy named Theodore Roosevelt, who just happened to be one of our presidents, he said this. He said, patriotism means to stand by the country. He said it does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official except exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serves this country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, said Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt, in either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. I also want those that serve we the people in any capacity, and I'm talking about any sort of representation, in which you have sworn to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, within and without, so help you God. I don't care if the President of the United States of America tells you something. If it's contrary to law, it is your duty to actually stand against the President of the United States. It's your duty to stand against a senator. It's your duty to stand against any representative, again, regardless of what capacity they work or operate in. Because you yourself as an individual swore to God and swore to man that you would uphold that Constitution against all enemies. And those that serve we the people in this country do not have the right to violate that Constitution or the empire of laws, as John Adams rightly declared. And we are ruled by law in this country, not opinion. So it's interesting to me how people just go along to get along and they say, well, whatever the president says must go. That is completely untrue. But again, the American people have been stupefied and they have been dummied down to believe that what this administration says must go because now he's in his office to do whatever he wills. You are sadly mistaken, America. And we need to set the record straight in this country. Now, in saying all that to say this, I once had a radio station manager. I was with Salem Communications for 13 years out of Minneapolis. And we were broadcasting live with Salem. And this radio station manager approached me at one point as I was calling out Obama's corruptions on the air. And then he came up to me and he admitted that he knows that President Obama is un-American, that President Barack Hussein Obama is reckless and ignorant and dangerous and even corrupt. And of course, I agreed with him. But then he went on to say he is still the President of the United States and we need to honor him in his office as such. And I said, really? I said, that sounds like what took place back in May of 1945 during the Nuremberg trials when all those people that were doing Hitler's killing for him, they all said they were just doing their job. And isn't it interesting when the prosecutor took the floor, the very first thing he said to the criminals and to the good guys, the prosecutors that were enforcing the laws against the crimes of the war criminals, he said the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated here. I want you to think about that. Now, I want you to bring forth the correlation. Parallel it if you might. When someone as an individual, again, swears to uphold the Constitution, it is their job to do just that, no matter who tells them to do otherwise. When America tolerates corruption in government, she dishonors the price that the veterans paid. I want you to think about that. Going back to the station manager, I said to the station manager, I said, honor the president as such? Now, folks, I said to him, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified or made valid the Constitution of these United States with their blood, which, again, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office swore to uphold, which is very similar to that of the military. So when America tolerates corruption in government, she dishonors the price that the veterans paid in order to give us the privilege in which we now have, even as citizens. So I'm, in fact, honoring the office of the President of the United States when I point out that which corrupts the office in which he holds. So, friends, you need to understand, this is what makes us patriots. This is what makes us conservatives. And first and foremost, this is what makes us Christians. I will never, and neither should you, ever honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there to represent we the people. Never, ever. And by the way, and neither will anyone who's a true American patriot. On the other hand, I want you all to understand, too, that I'll be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the laws of a republic as put forth in our Constitution. I speak in the natural so you can understand why I honor the Christ in the spiritual. We are a blood-bought people, folks, in the natural and in the spiritual. I want you to think about this, because the following are the numbers of American casualties in each war listed. For example, World War I, 116,506 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. My grandpa was there. World War II, there was 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that most people in this country haven't even taken the time to read. So how are you going to magnify it? If you don't know your rights, America, you don't have any rights. Then I'd ask you the question, what did they fight for? What did they bleed for? And what did they die for if you don't even know what they were magnifying? They were magnifying the enumerated laws of our constitutional republic against all crime, both without and within. And just think about this. The President of the United States of America today that you tolerate today, America, represents the very enemies in which many cases hundreds and thousands of our brothers and sisters, dads and moms, uncles and aunts and grandpas and grandmas fought dying, bleeding, and standing against, in which you're tolerating today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas. Might I remind you, hot Abilene, Texas. We're broadcasting live from the Discovery Center here at the Creation Museum. Folks, again, if you're in the area, stop by and say hey to the folks as you go through their little museum, friends. It is second to none. Great people, sincere people, and they are very hard to find. But this is where you want to go if you come to Abilene. Folks, getting back to the point of what we were talking about right before the break, how do you honor the presidency and how do you honor the office of the president? Well, you don't tolerate any crime. That's how you honorate. That's how you honor those that actually fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to be there in the first place. And by the way, might I remind you, America, it was your family members that fought, bled, and died to give him the privilege to be there in the first place. And what's also interesting to note is the American people today are actually tolerating the crimes from this administration in which hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters and moms and dads and uncles and aunts and grandpas and grandmas actually fought, bled, and died to give us. The very people they fought against is what you're tolerating through this administration today. Folks, if you want to know who's allied with the President of the United States of America, folks, they are your sworn enemies. And we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country. And let me go back to the numbers of casualties. Our family members that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. World War I, 116,506 men. My grandpa was there. World War II, my uncles were there. 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States that most people in this country don't even know. In Korea, My dad was actually picking up body parts. There was 38,574 men and women that fought, bled, and died to give us something called freedom. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? I'm curious. Because we know freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. If we go to Vietnam, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. 58,209 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. Oh, those were all unconstitutional war. They're all unconstitutional wars. Yep, you're exactly right. Why did they happen? Because America allowed Congress to take your sons and daughters and send them to war in the first place. So whose fault is it, America? It's the American people for tolerating their government to do it in the first place. So, folks, if anything, seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing the bloodshed to be trampled upon. How do you honor the office of the presidency? Folks, come on. The way to honor the office of the president and his administration is to bring concerning this administration, the last administration, the administration before that, and the administration before that, the way to honor the presidency and the office of the president of the United States of America is to bring impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against we the people. That's how you honor the office of the president of the United States. And until America begins to stand up and deal with the crimes of these administrations and representatives and start calling it for what it is, that they're criminal and they're committing crimes, nothing in this country is going to change. Nothing's going to change. You're going to have the same old, same old. You're going to exchange tyranny for tyranny. And you're going to have the same problems. And, folks, here's the other thing. Things aren't going to get better. They're going to get worse. And really, what does it come down to? A disobedient nation before a just and a holy God that tolerates the very crimes that he commanded the church to prevent. Prevention is better than cure. To judge. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Because we want righteousness and peace within the gates. Well, we're not going to have that. Because, folks, every day of the week, we're beginning to see a 9/11 reoccur. But don't tell me, friends, that I didn't lay it out there for you a long time ago, and I told you, evil prevails because good men do nothing, and you're adding strength to tyranny by tolerating the crimes in the first place. So I want to go over to this other topic in which I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the Black Robe Regiment. I want to talk about the Declaration of Independence. I want you to know that your forefathers, by the way, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, along with less than 3% of the population, they were called terrorists by the tyrant named King George. Did that deter them? And by the way, if you go back to the Oxford Dictionary, do you know what the definition, friends? The definition of terrorism is intimidation by government. Oh, we got so much to learn from our forefathers. Intimidation by government. So who are the terrorists? Those are the ones that are creating the crimes. And who are the ones that are creating the crimes? Those that are attempting to bring in a new world order. Remember, out of chaos, do we bring in a new order? Or what they like to do is they like to use the Hegelian dialectic. Two steps forward, one step back. They begin to encroach upon you and your rights and everything as to who you are in an attempt to remove who you are to establish something brand new, which, by the way, is nothing new under the sun. Just think of the American people. First of all, take a look at the government. Everybody can acknowledge they're corrupt. Why is the government corrupt? Because the church is corrupt. And folks, you know that I bring this up continuously, but I bring it up again. John Adams said the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else is going to go. Well, what was the church like during the Revolutionary War? Well, let me go to a foreigner named Alexis de Tocqueville. He was a French historian reporting to the French Senate back in the 1800s. This is what he said when he came to America. He said, "I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade." He said, "I ascended to their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets and emporiums of trade." He said, "I entered into their judicial courts and legislative halls." He said, "But I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered into the Church of America." He said, "It was there as I listened to the soul equalizing and soul elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave. Friends, don't forget about what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said when asked, what's the difference between American governments and French governments during the turn of the century, during the Revolutionary War? He said the difference was between heaven and hell. Why was it? Because we had some bad, bad boys that were called the Black Robe Regiment. It was a name to demonize, to condemn. This name was given by the king that was corrupt, that was mentally ill, literally, friends. He called the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers in America during that time, the Black Robe Regiment. You want to know why? Because they were more feared than anybody else on the globe to the greatest military empire in the world at the time. Who was it? It was the church. And it was a church that understood its authority, and it's a church that understood the Christ. They understood the power of God unto redemption. In America, that's foreign to them. It's completely foreign to them. They have no idea what David meant when he said, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. They have no idea what he was talking about when he said in Psalm 18 that God subdueth the people from under me. They have no idea what Psalm 2 meant when he said, touch not mine anointed. And what was the answer of heaven when he was rebuking those that gathered themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed? That he would laugh upon them. He would have them in great derision. He would break them into pieces. See, folks, you got a wrong idea of the character of who Jesus Christ is. The Bible says of Satan himself that he's as one that roareth, as a lion. I want to tell you something. You need to understand this. My big brother, the captain of my salvation, is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not as one. He is the one. And he's one that needs to be feared amongst the enemies of righteousness, because on that final day, they will all bend their knee, they will bow the knee, and they will confess that my big brother, my Lord, my Savior, is King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, like it or not. And guess what, friends? Those that preceded the church of the day, they understood exactly what I'm talking about, because they went through confirming the souls of the disciples through many trials and tribulations. Do we enter into the kingdom of God? And they sacrificed themselves to give us what we have 236 years later. I would ask you the question at this point, what are you going to do with that freedom that was sacrificed on their behalf to give unto us? Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going over. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to believe the same God, because I believe that what he did for our forefathers, he can and he will do for us. A few years ago, before Dr. D. James Kennedy passed away, I spent an afternoon with him at his church in Florida. And Dr. Kennedy, he's the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, known for stating on national television regarding abortion while pointing his finger at his viewers. He said 4,000 babies die daily and 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Who's the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in America, friends? The professed church, who stand down when they should stand up. Who's the greatest advocate to the crimes of this administration? When they should stand up, what are they doing? They're sitting down. And when they should protest, what do? They remain silent, which makes cowards of men, and cowards they are. Instead of them standing up and understanding what it says in Proverbs 28, that the righteous are made bold as lions, no, they capitulate in the day of battle. Read Psalm 78 when you get a moment. We're in a bad state in America today because the church has lost their God. They don't understand the Christ. They don't understand the warfare. They don't want the warfare because they don't want to bear the cross. And therefore, if they don't want to bear the cross, then guess what, friends? They're not going to understand the power of God under redemption. And that's exactly what we mean to bring to the world. Hey, church, 78% of you, it's your job to bring the answers to the world, not to bring the problems to the world. And we're going to be responsible for that throughout our lives. And we're going to have to answer to God on Judgment Day for what we did and for what we didn't do. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back, folks. I'm going to continue on with the Black Robe Regiment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we are broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas, hot Abilene, Texas. And, folks, we're broadcasting live out of the Discovery Center and Creation Museum. Again, friends, when you're in Abilene area, stop by and say hi to the folks over here. Second to none. Last segment coming up here. And I was just talking about, firstly, honoring the office of the President of the United States of America and how we're to do that. And then I started to talk about those men that preceded we, the people, the unsung heroes. They were called the Black Robe Regiments. And what they did is they resisted tyranny because they were obeying God. And that's something that we've lost in this country. And, folks, because of that, we see the crimes of this administration advancing themselves against the American people on a 24/7 basis. And I also shared with you in the middle of that, friends, until an indictment is brought forth, an impeachment, first of all, Article 2, Section 4, and an indictment, and until they are properly charged for their crimes, each and every one of them, nothing's going to change in this country. And you need to keep in mind, when you look at the Supreme Court chambers, friends, right above the heads of the injustices during the present, friends, what does it say right above their heads? Justice, the guardian of liberty, right under who? Moses holding the moral law of God. Now, going back to the Black Robe Regiment, I was just highlighting the fact that Dr. D. James Kennedy from Coral Ridge Ministries, right before he passed away, used to point his finger at the screen, television screen, and say 4,000 die daily and 300,000 pulpits are silent. And then I brought up the fact that who's the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda, the abortion industry, the crimes of government? It's the professed church who remains silent when they should speak up. Matter of fact, on one occasion, Dr. Kennedy told me that while he was holding a large convention at its church, the homosexual lobby was protesting him. A pastor attending the convention was shocked and asked him, "Why is your church being protested, Dr. Kennedy?" Well, Dr. James Kennedy said, "Well, you know, I just got a question for you. You mean your church doesn't get protested?" See, friends, Protestant has meaning Protestant. And America is looking for the Christ that the 78% of this country proclaim. Agree or disagree, he was right, Reverend Charles Finney. He said this, "Brethren," he said, "our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discretion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christ, the pulpit is responsible for it, of course. If Satan rules in our halls, in the halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it." He said, "If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away," he laid the responsibility to the right people, friends. He said the pulpit is responsible for it. See, friends, how deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to its own history. Nowadays, effeminate hirelings and whores, as they're properly called biblically, have infiltrated the pulpits. They have no business there whatsoever, friends. And by the looks of them, I can see why the enemies of America are so encouraged. Effeminate little pansies preaching a Jesus that they have a head knowledge over. Hey, friends, I want you to understand God speaks to the heart, not the head. And the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. And they're to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Why? Going over to the book of Thessalonians in thought, as the Holy Ghost brings this to my remembrance, with strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. What a contrast. See, folks, instead of preaching against sin, transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept sin, attempt to cover it up with a false grace, read Isaiah 30, and in so doing, their congregants are sent to war against the just and the holy God, Micah 3:5. What a contrast. What a contrast to the preachers who thundered from American pulpits before, during, and after the Revolutionary War, causing the colonists to stand up and face and in the face of tyranny and saying, "No more." The British labeled them as much as the much-feared Black Robed Regiment. As a matter of fact, the British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. If we go back to Bishop Charles Galloway from 1898, he said this, "Of the church, mighty men were they, of iron and nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, America, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down." Mm-hmm. Hey, folks. Historian B.F. Morris said in 1864 of the church of the day, he said, "The ministers of the revolution were, like the Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by their prayers, their patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country." Folks in government back then understood. As a matter of fact, when we look at the presidents of the United States, many of them were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for those that didn't know. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918, said, "The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution, listen carefully, were the children of the pulpits." The children of the pulpit were the writers of the Constitution of the United States of America. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee from its responsibility because they want to be raptured from responsibility. They want to be free from the responsibility to be a part of the political process. God gave government, friends. It's the church's job to maintain government. They're attempting to flee from responsibility to the part of the political process when, in fact, God is the one who gave the government, as I just said, Exodus 18:21. And the church is to overcome evil with good. And as our forefathers rightly stated, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I want to tell you something, America. You are where you're at today because of what you have tolerated. I just watched a video this morning of Muslims infiltrating schools on the East Coast. It's not beyond what we can do to bring about resolve, friends. No, we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. But it's interesting, these Muslims are so emboldened, friends, because of the criminal in the White House, that they said, soon enough, we will be the majority. They're trying to overthrow your laws in the United States of America right now to implement something called Sharia law. And the radical Muslims themselves don't know that they're being used as a political battering ram, just like their predecessors, the homosexuals, just like their predecessors, the atheists and the revisionists. No, because David said rightly, he who digs the pit will fall in it. In America, I told you yesterday and I tell you today, I don't want to fall into the pit with them. And the way that we can hasten to stop that from happening is by causing those that have digged the pit to be brought forth to judgment. And today is the day to do just that. America, you are where you're at today because of what you tolerate. Nothing more, nothing less. I was just told a couple minutes ago, friends, that your Congress voted down the defunding of Planned Parenthood even after seeing all 10 of the videos of Planned Parenthood self-incriminating themselves, one after another, selling body parts, and your representatives still have failed to put the hammer down and to bring forth justice concerning those that murder the innocent in the womb. America, you let this stand? Hear me clearly. You deserve what you've got coming. You deserve what you've got coming. Because the mercy of God is to bring forth people that will warn you of the impending danger. And I want to tell you what, when we can stand back and see over 4,000 innocent babies a day be murdered in the womb and know exactly what these people are that are behind Planned Parenthood, which we've known since the 30s, by the way, we deserve what we got coming. They're criminals. They're murderers. This is mob money. It's called blood money, friends. There's no nice way to say it. They're killing babies in the womb because your corrupt system, folks, the institution of government is great. It's corrupt men. We need good men back in office to enforce good laws against the bad ones. And there is no such thing as a bad law. They're called unlaw. They're non-applicable. But what we need to do is we need to get back to who we are and deal with crime, even when it comes to our government. And folks, I'm telling you what, now is the time to do it. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And the babies in the womb are crying out. And I can tell you right now, first and foremost, the Lord is saying to America, you have been shown mercy time and time and time again. Either show mercy to those in the womb or else you're going to pay the piper. 57 million babies later, friends, those that advocate and sanction the murder of the innocent want it to go on. Not on my watch. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.